The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta. To a new episode of A View from the Stands, a new and special episode, in fact, because we have an interview with the incredible Cheteshwar Pujara as he speaks to HT's Sanjeev Samyal and Rasesh Mandani about his decisive role in India's remarkable series win in Australia. Marshalling the troops around his bedrock batting in historic test wins down under has become a bit of a habit for Pujara, who of course hit 300s on the 2018-19 tour, which is the first time India won down under. No hundreds from his bat this time around, but this series was just as special, if not more. Pujara was one of only two players to play all four tests, and as India won the series on the final day at the Gabba, Pujara literally put his body in the line of fire to make it happen. Treat to listen to him tell Sanjeev and Rasesh just why physical pain is hardly a yardstick in judging the greatness of a bowling spell, why he preferred to take body blows over using his bat on the final day. That and a lot more great insight coming up from Pujara and Rasesh and Sanjeev. So yeah, do have a listen and enjoy.
Cheteshwar, you know, before we come to your batting, you know, It's quite amazing that, you know, you and Ajinkya were the only two players who actually played in all the test matches. Yet it was a series which India won. You know, it's quite incredible and quite rare. Yeah. So, you know, how do you look back at it, the whole series and just the fact that you managed to achieve this with all the adversity?
Well, it's been a great series, and the good thing was when we started the series, we were very confident because we had played well in 2018-19. So we were starting on a positive note. Mm. But I felt that we didn't start off well, actually, when we look at the first test match, or we can say that we started off well, but if we look at the first test match, in first 2 days we were actually ahead, but the third day, that 1 hour where we lost the game, it didn't go our way, and after that, I mean, there was disappointment in the team, but I thought the way we made a comeback was this is one of the best comebacks I've seen in my cricketing career. So this will go down as one of the best test series, because I've been part of, especially against Australia, if I have to rate the best test series, I'll be confused, but I feel that the test series in 2017-18 at home, and last test series when we toured Australia in 18-19, and this one, all of them have been really, really good. So all these three test series have been really good, but this is definitely, with the side which we had, this will probably be one of the best test victories.
Well, let's come to your Brisbane fourth innings knock itself. The courage that you displayed, A, what do you attribute that to, those fighting qualities, and B, you also have to tell us how many blood spots you had on your body and how did your daughter and wife react when they saw it?
Well, there were many spots which was expected and which was very normal, because I got it many times on the body. So, which was expected. And my wife and daughters were they were a little concerned initially, but I told them that there was nothing to worry about because there was nothing serious as such. All the flaws. So I felt that for me, I had a clear game plan when I was playing that particular spell or the session. I felt that it was important for us not to lose too many wickets in the first session, because if they had to be in this game, they had to pick up wickets in the first session, which was the most crucial one.
Mm.
And they were coming really hard.
Mm.
And we played really well in that session. And even Shubman batted really well. So that session was the most crucial session, I would say, the first session on day 5.
Mm.
And where I got hit many times, and I wanted to make sure that even if I get hit, I don't want to give away my wicket, because my wicket was very crucial. If we lose any important wicket in that particular session, then we were in a lot of trouble. So, and we knew that there was variable bounce on that pitch. I got hit only from one end, because only that particular end, it was very difficult to judge the bounce. And even if you look at Australia's second innings, most of their batters also struggled, and they gave away wickets. I mean, we picked up wickets from that end.
Mm.
So I knew that if the crack was visible, we knew that if something will happen, will mostly happen from that particular end.
Mm.
So I was just trying to make sure that if whenever I was facing, and I faced most of the deliveries, in that particular session from that end. So yes, I was just making sure that I just try and bat that session out.
Because you also obviously had that option of trying to get on top of the ball or trying to play the occasional pull shot to try and disturb their length. You didn't exercise that option. They actually showed that they had bowled about 88% short balls in post lunch. So, why that decision to, take it on the body?
So the thing is, see, with variable bounce, if you like try and take them on, if there's an top edge, we saw that a couple of their batters got out playing pull shots. Labuschagne in first innings and even Matthew Wade also got out pulling. So, and this was second innings which I was playing. So, taking it on wasn't a great option considering the match situation, and I'm not someone who anyways is my pull shot is not one of the best. It's not that I can't play, but I wouldn't risk it at that point of time.
Right.
And the way the game was positioned, I had to make sure that my wicket had more values than getting a couple of boundaries at that time. Also, defending the ball or getting on top of the ball was risky, because Smith, the way Smith got out, I felt that he also looked to play that ball and he couldn't control.
Right.
So from the crack, you never know that what will happen, and if you try and get on top of the ball, sometime if you love it, you can't avoid that. So I felt that if there's an extra bounce which I can't control, and if I feel that which could hit my glove, I would rather take it on the body and then at least be on the wicket and not to give away my wicket easily.
Right.
So that was the strategy here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeteshwar, basically, we remember, we were watching it all with our eyes wide open. And it was in the 34th over that first bouncer hit you. From there, it was a very intense period before lunch and then post lunch. The Hazelwood continued.
Yeah.
So, is it the toughest ever period of play you have encountered in your career, in your test career?
I would maybe, in terms of blows, maybe yes, but I've faced many tough spells in my cricketing career, and getting hit on the body is something which I don't feel when you look at it, it feels like I might be in pain, but that's a different thing altogether. But that is not the toughest thing you face as a batsman, because you get hit, it can be painful, but you're not getting out, so that is not the toughest thing. When I feel that toughest thing is to face a swing bowling, or when the when the ball is seeming a bit, or there's a lot of movement in the air, and then if you can survive that spell, that is more challenging than maybe getting hit on the body. Yes, I mean, it can be painful at times. And if the pitch is such, if you are getting hit again and again, that doesn't help. That, I mean, that can disturb at times, but that is where you need to be strong mentally. And I want to make sure that I'm tough in that situation. And yeah, I mean, I wasn't getting disturbed by getting hit on the body.
Yeah, basically, like, I would like to take you a little this thing back in that series, after the first two tests.
Yeah.
So basically, this series was one of the highlights was you versus Cummins. It was like two of the great cricketers going against each other. So when Cummins caught you out a few times at the start of the series, did it create any doubts in your mind about your game, and did you think of making any changes at that time?
Not much. Yes, some of the balls were really good. Sometimes I felt that, yes, I could have tackled it a little better. But some of the dismissals, like, say, for example, in Sydney, where the ball kicked from back of length, which hit my glove. I've said this even in one of the press conference, that if I was batting on 100 or double 100, I might have got out. So I would still stick to that, because some balls which you can't control, I mean, some balls are such where, as a batsman, you need to be really lucky to just get away from that. Some things, yes, I mean, you can't control. And some of the deliveries, you have to give credit to the bowler, because when you're a player, I mean, someone like Cummins, who is ranked as number one test bowler in the world, and he was bowling really well. So yes, you have to give credit, and if you get out, you just have to accept it and move on. And that is what something which has helped me. Yes, on paper, it might, like, stats-wise, you might see that Cummins has got me out whatever number of times. But for me, I don't think that matters a lot, because ultimately, if team is winning, if I am performing well, and if we look at the Sydney test match, I got some runs and then got out. So, I don't think I was losing the battle at all. Yes, I mean, initially, when I didn't had enough runs, it wasn't easy. But ultimately, I still feel if the team is doing well, if I'm scoring runs and then getting out to Cummins, I don't think it matters a lot, because I was facing the most intense spell, I would say, when I was walking in. If you are batting at number 3, that is the time when he's the most dangerous, when he's bowling with a new ball. And that I've probably faced some of his best spells. And I was still managed to face it and not get out. So sometimes when I got out on 50 or 60, 70 or whatever it was, or even at times I got out on 17, but I still faced many balls. So it wasn't that I was just walking in and just I was just getting out. So yes, I mean, overall, I would say that it was positive. I would take it in a positive way, where the team is doing well. I'm most of the times I'm disturbing his rhythm. But yes, I also accept that he bowled well and he got my wicket many times. So yes, you have to give that credit. But somehow the balls were good, and as a batsman, you can't think much about it.
Just one question from there only. Like, you faced Cummins in the last series also. You played him out very well. You got so many runs. Difference between Cummins of the last series and this series? And then anything you had specific work you had to do mid-series because you thought this Cummins is slightly different from what I faced in 2018?
See, even in the last series, he was probably their top bowler. So he has been bowling well for Australian team since last few years, and that is why he's ranked number one. He's been picking wickets for them. Even this time, his bowling was very... I won't discuss much about the game plan, but yes, he had some game plan, and which, some of the deliveries which he bowled was, the execution part was really good. So, and they did a lot of homework on my batting. So, also I should give credit to the way they did homework and bowled at me. But at the same time, to break that game plan, I also needed some time, and I was able to do that little later. It didn't come in first two games, but it did come in the last two games. So, to break that game plan or to come up with my game plan, I also had to wait a bit longer. And which happens, I also feel that I was playing test matches after a long time. I didn't have match practice. The first two test matches, it wasn't easy. I was just getting back into my rhythm. And I knew because I was facing a lot of balls, I was very confident. I got 40 odd in first test match also. So I was overall, I was very confident that it'll come off at some stage. And it came in last two test matches.
Cheteshwar, you look very disappointed when you got out in the second innings at Brisbane. That Rafael came in and you had to go. Yeah. It fortunately for India, Agarwal came in and Washington Sundar came in and they were able to close the game. But in your mind, you were confident that if you had batted on with Pant, you would have still been able to raise the tempo of the game.
100%. I was very confident because I knew that I just had to bat for another with that second new ball. I just had to bat for another, say, 6 to 7 over. And even I saw it in Sydney where second new ball, because they were tired, it wouldn't be easy for them to bowl in the same channels because their bodies were tired. And it's never easy to, if you ask any fast bowler, it's never easy. It's never the same when they are bowling with the second new ball. So I knew that if I was at the crease, because I had spent a lot of time at the crease, I knew that I'll be able to play some shots. And Rishabh was at the other end. So I was very confident that we wouldn't have to worry about scoring runs or scoring at a decent pace, because Rishabh plays his normal game and then we end up getting 2-3 boundaries, or at least a couple of boundaries or one boundary in an over. So I was never worried about that. And I was a little disappointed. The reason was, if you look at it initially, that there was a lot of bounce on that pitch, and I thought that it could have gone over the stumps. But I just have to respect what the ultimate decision was. But yes, I was set. Since I was set, and I saw that, I felt that if I was there, there was a lot of opportunity to finish this game at some stage. But our game plan was also such where we just wanted to bat for a few more overs, and then we could, even if we had to score 50 odd runs in last 10 overs, we were definitely going for it. So I was confident that if I'm there, then it'll become easier. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was a little disappointed that I wasn't there till the end. Because there was no error from my side, and I felt that that ball could have easily gone over the stumps, because there was a lot of bounce on Brisbane pitch and we hardly saw any LBWs in that particular game.
So that confidence pretty much explains your game and the confidence that you have in your game. Yet there are experts who were critical of that approach of yours, and even your first innings performance in Sydney, the 50 that you scored. Ricky Ponti was critical. In fact, he later said that you were batting India out of the run chase. I would imagine you completely disagree, right? You trust your methods and your approach, the way you approach an innings.
Yeah. I do, and also I feel that there are times where you, as a batter, you know that what helps your team rather than thinking about what people are saying outside the team, because when you are playing there in the middle, you know what is best for the team, what is best as a batter for yourself. And if you want to be successful as a team, what can work? So you just have to trust those methods. And with the finger injury, it wasn't actually easy for me to bat, because I was in some pain, and because this happened during one of the practice sessions in Melbourne. And when I was batting in Sydney and Brisbane, it wasn't easy for me to grip the bat properly. And then when I got hit again at Brisbane, it was almost like I was in lot of pain, which was visible, which was evident on the video. But after that, I couldn't hold the bat properly. I just had to grip the bat with four fingers, where I had to keep one finger away from the grip. So I couldn't bat naturally. And if that is something which also happened during the Sydney Test match, where, I mean, it wasn't really easy. At times, I had to be extra cautious of the way I was holding the bat. But yes, I mean, things still worked out pretty well, I would say.
You played about 1300 odd balls the last series. This time around you played 928 balls, got fewer runs, probably at a rate slower than the last time. Is that down to the fact that you couldn't go on and bat long innings this time? If that had happened, probably the rate would have picked up. Is that how you look at it?
Oh, sure. Yes, I do agree that most of the times when I'm batting on 50 or more, my strike rate always goes up. So that is something which has always happened, but this series, yes, I mean, it didn't happen often. But even if I mean, the number of runs are less, but how many times do we see that a player scores more than 400 or, I don't know what was the score during 18-19. But that was one of the best test series, because out of four test matches, if you are able to score 300, which will only happen two or three times in one's career, or it will be only once also, because that is something which is really, really good. So it is very difficult to compare it all the time. And even the game plan, the strategies were different. Also, the timing of the series, where I was coming out of COVID, and you have your only thing which you are doing as a batsman is just hitting the balls in the nets, which is not ideal for a series like this. You need some match practice, at least some first class games, and there was only one for me at that time.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help, and to gain rhythm, you need some time, and I mean, for me to gain that rhythm, it was test match. Even if you look at the way Smith started, he was also having a bit of tough time. So as a batter, it's not easy when you are playing this format after a long time.
One question on you are one of the senior pros. Your understanding of the game is much higher or much better than the other players. So how Rahane took over from Virat in that situation, are you impressed with how he handled things?
Yes, I am, and the way I'm not going into any comparison, so because so just wanted to make sure that the way things handled things, it wasn't easy. If any other person was in his position, it is never easy, because we lost some key players. Virat went back, we lost the first test match, and then we had some injuries during the test series. So as a captain, it is, I would say, even if Virat was there, it would have been one of the most difficult situation to be part of as a captain when you lose your key players. But the way things handled things was really admirable. He was calm. He was backing his bowlers. He was backing all the players. And despite the first loss, we stuck together as a team, and we believed that we could win this series. Or after maybe say first test match, we were very confident either it can be a draw or whatever. But we were positive all the time, and things handled things really, really well.
And if you're talking about your game, like how we targeted Smith and Labuschagne, and so similarly they were also looking to target you on the leg side with that leg side field this time. That was their homework. So were you feeling that extra pressure this time when they had those men around you on the leg side?
No, I don't think there was any extra pressure. Yes, when you see a new game plan, and if you want to come up with something else, you need to have some time, or you need to have your own game plan, which as I mentioned, which happened during the last test matches, because first two test matches they had a game plan, and to counter that you need to come up with something. So I did come up with something which helped me in last two test matches. But yes, there was something new. Like I never thought, for me, it was a new game plan as a batter, which came. And if the same thing happens again, then I'm very well prepared. But yes, at that time, it wasn't easy. But yes, I feel that I'm actually happy that it happened, because as a batsman, it gives me a lot of time to reflect on my game, and then if I need to make some adjustments or any improvement going forward, that will help me a lot. So I feel that it happened at the maybe right time where I could, the good thing was I could counter it in the same series. So this was a big positive for me.
That's good. Yeah, we could see that. And talking about that session where you were hit, as you said, that you were hit on that finger and you could not hold the bat properly. Was it the same finger where you had that injury? Did you get hit on the same finger which you were...
Yeah, same finger where I had injury. Yes. It was the same finger.
And also, like, after being hit, each time, how are you getting ready to face Cummins next ball?
Well, I wasn't thinking about the last ball, even if I got hit, or if I had hit the four, I was never thinking about the last ball. I have only the best part about that particular innings is I was focusing on the next ball, which I had to face. So, which I knew that it wouldn't be the same ball again. So I don't think I had to ever think about my injuries or blows. If I got hit, I got hit. Yes, that's it. I mean, I took treatment and then I was moving on and I was focusing on the next ball. That is how I handled the entire innings.
Super.
Okay, there are final few things from my end. India played Lyon particularly well. And obviously, you know, every time you would bowl short, you had your plans in place, you would dismiss it. But you obviously have a unique way of playing him it, you know, coming down the track and defending the ball. Do you think that sort of frustrated him at some levels when he was trying to get you out?
Yes, it did. And also, I faced him now. I mean, he has been the key bowler, and I faced him many times now since, say, 2017. So I knew his variations very well. I knew his game plan well. And I know his bowling well now. So he's a very good bowler, no doubt about it. But if you want to counter it, one has to have a game plan. So yes, I mean, I was very clear with my game plan, and I'm happy that things went well for me.
Ashwin has thrown you a challenge to try and, you know, chip the ball over the infield at the next time an off-spinner comes to you in England. You're going to take that up?
No, I'll try and avoid that. I don't want to go in any detail of it. I think he, it was in a light-hearted manner where he didn't, he was just funnily saying that. So I won't give a lot of importance to that. It was just in a funny manner or to pull my leg. So there's nothing serious to talk about that. I'll just try and avoid that.
But one last thing. You want to add something to that?
Yeah.
Okay. No, so I was talking about the emergence of Shubman Gill, Jeteshwar. Does that help? Because, you know, India did clock a couple of decent opening partnerships with Rohit and Shubman getting well. And, you know, I think that's one of the points we discussed in the past as well. The previous generation had a Virender Sehwag. You never had it as a number three. So do you see in future, you know, yourself and Gill building more partnerships, his mold of batting and your mold of batting, you know, getting good partnerships going in future?
Yes, of course. Not just him, but even Gil Rohit, the way he batted. So both of them has very similar game plan or similar, say, style of batting. So if it's with Rohit or with Shubman, both of them are attacking players. So that does help help me in some way, where if another partner is trying to take on the bowler. And if I'm playing my natural game, there's a lot of There have been many times because I've batted with Veeru Padhi also.
Mm.
So if he's batting at the other end, I don't have to worry about it because opposition is already under pressure.
Right.
Since he's taking on the opposition. So yes, I mean that does help, and that's a great way to have a partnership.
Yeah, Sanjay.
Yeah, Chetan, just one last question. Like now, as we look forward to the England series, like different style of bowlers you'll be up against. Anderson and Broadbent, both are in form. It will present a different kind of challenge. And then playing Chennai and Ahmedabad.
I mean, both the venues are good for the Indian team. We have done well on both the venues if we look at the history.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, we'll have to do well as a team. A little advantage because we are playing at home. But England is a very good side and you can't take things lightly at all. They've done well in Sri Lanka in the recent series. So, yes, it will be a good challenge to have at home. But all of us are looking forward for this because since we have done well overseas, that gives us a bit of additional advantage, or like even more morally, all of us are on high because I mean the team has done well overseas. So this will be familiar conditions for us. But at the same time, yes, it's in cricket you can't take things lightly, and you still have to execute your game plans, get back into the rhythm as soon as possible in home conditions. So I'm very confident that we have a good side, we have a good bunch of players. If we play to our potential, we'll be able to do well.
Yeah, and basically facing Anderson and Broad, it will be a different challenge, different style of bowler from your
side. They're a little different from what we have faced in Australia, but most of the guys have played Anderson and Broad in the past, including myself. So having faced them in the past in India will help me. Great pair, one of the best pairs in the world as bowlers, especially when you face them in England. But yes, I mean, it will be a good challenge to have even at home.
And one last thing, Jadeshwar, did you exchange notes with Cummins at all? Did you get time did you all chat at all after the series was over?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
So you recovered from all your injuries?
Yeah. I mean, there's still a little bit of pain here and there, but nothing serious at all.
Superb. Yeah. It was really courageous batting.
No, yes, absolutely. Yeah. It was great fun watching you.
Thank you so much.
That was Cheteshwar Pujara, eloquent as ever, in conversation with Rasesh Mandani and Sanjeev Samyal. Hope you enjoyed him deconstruct the win and his unique batting style as well. This is Aditya Iyer signing out on their behalf. We'll be back with a new episode next week, joined once again by my co-host Ritunil Sengupta. Until then, goodbye and have a good weekend. This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on @HTSmartcast on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.